Indeed, show number 8 of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner, but Gene, who are you?
I am Noise Punk, yo. Welcome to the Noise Punk and Dust Crooner show number 8. Very nice. We made it up to number 8, and you know what that means. It doesn't mean anything.
All right.
Okay, listen, today we have a very special thing. I always say that, but today for real, because usually we have these composers on here, a bunch of, you know what. But today...
Egocentrical bastards.
You know, I was going to say something.
Screw them all.
But today we're going to start having like people who are not primarily composers, but are singers and instrumentalists. So today we have the great Melanie...
Mitrano. Welcome.
Who is a soprano.
Thank you.
And soprano, and also a composer, and she's written some music and sang a lot of music of mine and Charles and other people's, and we're gonna hear
I should ask first. Let's talk about her.
Yes.
First of all, you are not just a soprano; you are a distinctive interpreter of today's living composers, promoting idiots like us. Why the hell are you doing that when you could be doing Un Bel Dì?
Well, my first love has always been new music, so I like to stick with what I love the best, and that's why I decided not an opera career for me.
There you go.
Your first love is your music? Have you ever heard Charles?
Yeah.
What are you trying? Shut up, you.
Okay, well, that's great. I mean, we have somebody who actually wants to play new music, sing new music, play new music, and tell us about, she's got this new CD, which
new
is called...
Actual commercial CD, Songs in Transit, an American Expedition, here on the Capstone Records label, located in Brooklyn. And for more info, check out capstonerecords.com.
Charles now works for them.
.org. They did that wrong. It's capstone.org.
Uh-oh. Misprint.org, ladies and gentlemen. Can you say orgy. Misprint?
Okay, well, tell us about the city. I've heard the city many times, and it's great.
Yeah.
But
one thing that's great about this is that most of the songs are, your accompanist is the composer who wrote the material. How did you make that happen?
Right, that was important to me. I wanted the composers to be at the piano when at all possible. There's only 3 different things on the disc where the composers are not pianists and not playing.
Right.
So I just felt like it gave a little extra special something to it to have the composers there playing their own stuff.
Yeah, and this isn't just some unknown composer. We're talking good names here. Paul Maverick, Moravec, of
real
course.
Real famous, Charles Kennedy.
He is a Maverick.
David Del Tredici and Lee Hoiby, to name just a few. But what do you say we start with Tom Cipullo?
Well, what does Melanie want to start with? How about that? You know,
okay.
Chivalry's dead.
I like the choice of Tom. Actually, Tom's cycle, it's called How to Get Heat Without Fire. It opens the CD. And one of the reasons why I picked it to open the CD was because the first song has this cascading piano part, which is supposed to represent this girl's really long hair sort of unfurling itself. And I liked how the piano part sort of simulated that idea, where it just unfurls the disc and it feels like you're just taking this beautiful linen tablecloth and you're just spreading it out, and that's how the disc begins.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good way to... Let's just start with that then.
So which one are we doing? All four?
Yeah, they're all relatively short and they're good material. How to Get Heat Without Fire by Tom Cipullo, featuring our guest, soprano Melanie Mitrano, with the composer himself at the piano here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Slowly, carefully, facing you. can be vast. In a breath, we traded love. I didn't know you were a cliff. I had reached the edge of your touch.
Be my own mother. floor, women's accessories.
Garnet, big enough to carry the collected works of Paul.
Thank you.
Music of Tom Cipullo, How to Get Heat Without Fire, a cycle of four songs, performed here by our guest, soprano Melanie Matrano, with the composer himself at the piano. Absolutely beautiful.
That was well gorgeous, done. Yes. Very cool. Wait, did your name? You should.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who wrote the lyrics, by the way?
The poetry is by Marilyn Callett, and she teaches out at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. Fantastic living poet. Most of the poets on this disc are living poets. Not all of them, but most of them are real working writers, living artists.
Yes, I mean, E. Cummings is not in a coma.
No, he's
flat out dead. Well, that was just an excerpt from a CD of music of Melanie Melanie
Matrano. Wait, but did you name the movements? There's four movements we just heard.
I did that before,
you
but
did?
I'll do it again just to please you.
When'd you do it?
Why I Wear My Hair Long, Saying Goodbye, The Pocketbook, and the title of the cycle, How to Get Heat Without Fire.
Listen to Charles talking.
And this is a recent new release on Capstone Records.
And if you want to go online and purchase this, you go to capstonerecords.org.
It's
also on cdbaby.com.
cdbaby.com. And they just gave a review, and they gave me a bad review, so don't go there.
CDBaby didn't give you any review.
Wait, who
that was somebody else. I can't remember who that was.
That was some guy.
It was some guy in England. It was some...
Yeah, I hate you, guy from England.
He's so cultured.
Shit.
What is it? He's not Irish. That's the problem.
I'm going to find that review and I should read it here. He really hated me.
Yes, because he's not from Ireland.
If this is any indication, he thought Lee Hoiby was an up-and-coming young composer.
Oh, that youngster's great. That Lee Hoiby, he's going to make himself something.
Yeah.
Well, what should we play next from this? We're just going to play music from the city today because, well, it's a good city and we like to hear things. Though we have other things that Melanie has sang, including...
Well, we're promoting the disc.
Promoting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what's next? Melanie says it and we do it.
Yeah, let's hear something from Lori Leitman. There are three women composers on the disc, and that was important for me to include the ladies in the mix.
Just for the ladies!
Yes. Yeah, because we're such egotistical bastards, we men.
Charles, you're basically a lady. Okay, so go on.
Stop.
Yeah. How do you really feel, Gene?
Okay, please, let Melanie talk about it.
It's not what you said last night, by the way.
Can we play? There's a great song called Money. It's by Lori Leitman. And the poem is by Dana Gioia, who is actually now the head of the National Endowment for the Arts in the Bush administration.
Oh.
One of the only good things about the Bush administration. Can we be political here or not?
Yeah, no. We certainly could be political here.
Yeah, yeah. No, then we won't. Gene won't shut up.
I got this thing that says how many days Bush is left in office. Wait, hold on a second. Did you ever see this? It's cute.
Yes.
It's called Backwards Bush, and it's like a little thing on the keychain, and it says 996 days left. And
is you that go, right?
I know, it's awful. That's really
still sounds like too many.
Yeah, he could definitely ruin more of the world because of that. Okay.
Off of political. No politics,
Charles is getting very upset. Charles is a diehard Republican.
So
no, he's not.
So what is it? Money we're going to hear, right?
Yeah, let's hear Money. This one's very Broadway in flavor.
All right.
Money
by Lori Leitman, featuring our soprano Melanie Matrano, and once again, the composer is her accompanist here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
Don't love a Bush.
Thank you.
Money by composer Lori Laitman, featuring our guest, soprano Melanie Matrano, with the composer herself at the keyboard.
I thought that was Pink Floyd. How did that sound?
You think you're funny.
No. I don't. Okay, you know what? I think it's that time when our soprano guest becomes our composer guest.
That's right.
And we hear her own song. But before we do that, Charles, why don't you talk about your song for a second? And then after that, Charles is going to read Melanie's bio and program notes for her song. And me and Melanie are going to improvise keyboard and soprano and try to make Charles laugh while he reads it. Now, this is a very serious.
Possible.
It's possible, even. I'm sure we could make him laugh.
There we are.
Okay, but first, Mel, tell me about these songs.
This is a
how many songs have you written and or other pieces?
Let's talk about this.
Well, there's three of my songs on this particular disc, and then the next disc, which is slated probably for 2007 on MSR Classics, there's going to be at least four of my original songs, if not a few more.
Cool.
But this I have, for a long time, I've been really fascinated by the idea of things that are really, really romantic or completely phobic, and then the juxtaposition of those two things. So I've been obsessed with this idea of phobias and infatuations. So that's we have here two infatuations and a phobia.
Oh yeah, that's
so
nice.
Yeah, the first two pieces are infatuations, and the last one is this very strange phobic piece.
I see. Well, Charles is going to talk about it, and
two infatuations and a phobia. Your little voice. Time for tea. Your little voice. Time for tea and bon appetit. Melanie Matrano is the first woman to receive a Doctor of Music Arts degree from the New England Conservatory in Boston. Her lifelong commitment to contemporary music has found her performing in England, Japan, and Taiwan, and working with Yorgi Ligeti and Shana Berrio. All right, you got me, god damn it. All right. So why don't we just go to the song, shall we? Shut up, Gene.
Jingle bells. Okay,
sorry. That's enough.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry, I guess.
Music.
Did you actually read those from?
Yes,
those?
I just
didn't
read.
Hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Just go.
You should have embellished.
I could
have.
She was also the first president of a third world country.
Making my Met debut next month. Absolutely.
After being institutionalized for various diseases, she was released on parole. Okay. Anyway, Melanie Matrano. Announce it, Charles, and then we'll do it.
Music of Melanie Matrano, her being the soprano as well. Two infatuations and a phobia here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Stars and the humorous moon. craft, Fazioli, devours my crystal tones with its hot ingestion, drowning me, drowning.
Infatuations and a Phobia by soprano slash composer Melanie Matrano.
Don't slash her.
Hey.
Don't slash me.
Is that supposed to be funny, Gene? Along with pianist Judith Monroe DeVette,
yeah,
would you say?
Judy DeVette, Montclair, New Jersey. Great collaborator.
New Jersey's own, indeed. Yeah.
Wait, what are you saying about Jersey?
So, obvious question.
Yeah. Let's leave off the Jersey jokes.
Yes.
Come on. This is a perfect opportunity
for
Jersey.
Two Jerseyans walking to a bar.
Tell us a little about these pieces. And, I mean, I know you said a little before, but, I mean, to tell us about, you know, how is it writing and singing your own pieces? Charles sings his own. Well, he sings mostly. Yeah. Did you ever sing your own pieces?
I do sing the stuff I've written for Dave Taylor.
Yeah, that's right. You sang, and I play guitar in some of my pieces.
And Charles and I have sung together on your pieces.
Yeah, but that's not me. But I'm saying, like, a composer doing their own thing, it's a little... But it's cool. I mean, it sounds like you know what you're doing.
I hope so. Let's see what other people think. But yeah, I started writing, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, and I kept it to myself for a long time, and now it's out there.
Yeah.
I'm having fun with it.
What other things have you written?
I just write songs. I don't consider myself a composer with a capital C like you guys are.
I actually spell with a lowercase K.
Lowercase, right? But I just sort of see myself as a singer-songwriter, sort of like, you know, like in pop music, that's been going on for years. So just kind of bringing that element into classical music.
I think if you read notes and write notes, you're a composer. Bottom line.
There you go.
That's not
no really, disrespect to Jimi Hendrix. But anyway.
That really is not a good interpretation of any. What are you even talking about, Charles?
You're a moron. Come on.
All right, Charles. Put your pants back on. All right. So look. We're going to go on to something else.
Why don't we go to you, Mr. Egotistical bastard?
That's right. Yes. Every show should have a piece of mind, even without a composer. That's a new rule. Yeah, new rule!
Yes. Yeah, another
ding,
excerpt
ding, ding.
From Melanie Matrano's recording Songs in Transit, an American expedition. Excuse me. Let me say it. Let me say that correctly.
Ahem. Let's try to say the name of the piece.
The name of the piece. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm not going to try.
Yes. Gene, what's the name of the piece?
Parahararium. No. Parahunter. Eucarium.
You can't even pronounce the name of your own composition.
I'm going to edit that out. Okay, anyway, it's a poem by, what's his name? George Herbert. I can't remember. Yeah. You know,
and in parentheses,
I should stop with the pot.
So what? It's stop with the pot. In parentheses, there's an easier title, Truth.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is this just comes from a song cycle that Charles and Melanie have sang the whole thing, I think. Poetic Subjects Eternal,
right.
1 and 2. This is from 1. And there's like little Poetic Subjects Eternal, so the subjects matter in this case with truth. And we take George Herbert, and he has this poem called Perihantarium.
One of our living composers.
No.
We should mention that.
If he was alive today, you know what he'd say?
What we say?
Get me out of this box.
That's an old one.
That's the only joke.
We are.
So originally it's for soprano, baritone, and sample strut. Sample strut is everything I call that I do with electronics, since I write it out and it's like an orchestra sample.
You've copyrighted that term.
I didn't copyright shit. So
I've been saying that wrong. It's called sample strut. Samplestra or something
weird. That's weird.
All right, so that's good. Sample strut.
Oh, you're fired.
Now we know.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, but Melanie liked the song. She wanted to put it on her CD. But since she doesn't sing baritone that well, she said, "Can I take the baritone voice and
put
it up?"
Unless after about 2 hours into a kegger. Anyway,
let me put it up an octave, and she did. And I actually transcribed what she did because it sounds good. And there's all these minor seconds because I had like all these sevenths and ninths. You guys
and
singing.
It worked beautifully.
Yeah, it works really nice. So anyway, so this is the composer is not accompanying it on CD.
Well, indirectly.
I did.
You did create the track.
And this is the only electronic piece on the disc.
Yes, the only electronic. Yes, it really sticks out like a sore thumb when you're listening to nice piano and vocal music, and all of a sudden
people like it. People love it. It's the one that people talk about. That they like the best.
Even that guy from England, he really talked about it.
From England!
He hates me! Why do you hate me, sir, from England?
Yes.
Governor, please like me!
He heard you were Irish.
Stop with Irish. Okay, here's my song.
All right, so Gene Pritzker with his Jamaican-sounding British accent.
I say, can I get another apple pie?
Music of Gene Pritzker, a.k.a. Dus. No, I'm Dus Kooner.
You're Dus Kooner.
Let's try that again.
I say my partner is a moron.
Music of Gene Pritzker, a.k.a. Noise Punk, with an impronounceable title. Otherwise known as Truth, for soprano and sample strut, featuring our guest soprano Melanie Matrano here on Noise Punk and Dus Kooner.
I say my urine is green.
Grows to them.
music of Gene Pritzker, a work... What? Otherwise known as Noise Punk Das Crooner.
Yeah, that was great. See, so
you want to pronounce the title again?
Well, it's a Peripatetarium by poem by George Herbert. 17th century poet, one of the
performed by our soprano Melanie Matrano for soprano and Sampelstra.
Two Melanie Matranos.
Yeah.
I only write for two Melanie Matranos, her twin sister, also named Melanie.
My evil twin.
Wouldn't that be cool if you had a twins and you named them both the same name? That'd be messed up, y'all.
We could both sing duets together?
Yeah.
You get double the royalties, man.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. All right, Melanie, tell us about...
Well, let me
ask. All right, Charles, why don't you ask her something?
Given that we've now, as it hasn't been... my turn. We've noticed by now, you are almost exclusively a new music promoter of new music. Thank you. Like that... ambiguous chord, party of two. But are you often told, why don't you sing Un Bel Di, or why don't you sing Quando Men Vo? Are you often asked that?
No, I do that stuff. I do traditional music in traditional repertoire all the time. Yeah. But this is just my first love. So
there you go.
If I was going to make a disc, I wasn't going to make the 10,000th operatic disc or Mozart Lieder disc. I wanted to do something different.
There you go. That's why we're...
That's what friends are for.
I hope we don't have to pay for that. We just sang a line. Do we have to pay for that, or...
Oh, well, who's that by? Lee Holby. No.
Speaking of Lee Holby, that's who we should go to.
That was my segue. You like my segue?
Yeah, I know. Well, you didn't have to give... did you have to give that away?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm beginning to feel uncomfortable.
Charles, take your hand away from there. Charles,
sorry.
Charles!
I'm sorry.
Not from her. Okay. So let's play the piece.
I guess we want to hear a piece called Insomnia by you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Talk about this.
This is from a cycle of songs called Three Ages of Woman. It's a previously unrecorded pieces, although they've been around since the 90s. And they're great pieces. The third one, there's three of them. The third one is called Insomnia. And what I love about this one is that it's a slow blues. And it's a very, very jazzy piece. It's a great one.
And if you want to hear the rest of it, you know what to do. Buy it from Capstone Records, otherwise known as capstone.org.
But just send the money to me.
Send the money to...
to Dust Gruner and Noise Fun.
Shout out for my website.
Please, go for it.
www.melaniematrano.com. You can buy the disc. You can see all kinds of fun stuff.
Accompanied by a C major chord. Evolving ultimately to G. In any case...
Why for narration of the... That was a five.
Music of Lee Holby, featuring our guest, soprano Melanie Matrano, with...
The motorcycle!
This is a high-tech studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, we got motorcycles in the studio, y'all. That was Liberace driving up. Okay, Lee Holby, the young and up-and-coming guy.
Holby.
Oh, what did I call him?
Lee Holby.
I'll edit that out. No.
Lee Holby, the song Insomnia featuring soprano Melanie Matrano and, once again, the composer himself at the piano here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Oh.
hell, and she'd find a body of
Insomnia, featuring soprano Melanie Matrano, composed by Lee Hoybe. You think you're funny. Composed by Lee Hoybe, with the composer himself at the piano. We're hearing excerpts from this wonderful CD entitled Songs in Transit, An American Expedition, sung by Melanie Matrano and various other composers helping her out in the performing of the music. Here
keep
on
going,
here.
Charles. Keep going.
Yes.
That was a long sentence. Yeah,
it was.
That's, well... There you go.
Unlike some other things. But listen, the thing is...
like some Jamaican-British-sounding moron.
I say, Charles, you sure are a good-looking chap.
Oh, please. I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Melanie's feeling uncomfortable. I say, laddie. Okay, what do we... Melanie, this is... we don't want to give away the whole city,
yeah,
but...
Let's go over to the two Pulitzer Prize winners. Maybe
Pulitzer! Play. Pulitzer maybe. Alert!
Paul Moravec. Moravec, correct?
No, Moravec.
I'm sorry.
Charles, you're Moravec. He's Moravec.
So should we hear I Could... Well, let's hear I Could...
These are popular songs. These are like... Actually, Paul wrote these originally as pieces from musical theater works that he just never did anything with them. And when he was younger, he wrote these musicals with his sister. And then this piece that we're going to play, it's called I Could Call You Up. The lyrics are actually by Paul's wife, Wendy Lamb.
There you go. One of two popular songs by Paul Moravec.
Moravec.
Damn.
You'll never get it right.
I'll never get it right. Apologies to the composer from one colleague to another.
Colleague my ass.
But he is the accompanist as well in this.
And he's the 2005 Pulitzer Prize winner.
Pulitzer!
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
I know I could call you up. I could call you up right now and start the I could call you up.
music of Paul Moravec. I Could Call You Up by Paul Moravec. He was, in fact, the accompanist in this performance, featuring our soprano guest, Melanie Matrano. We've been hearing excerpts from her CD entitled Songs in Transit, An American Expedition on Capstone Records, which you can purchase either on MelanieMatrano.com or CapstoneRecords.org or any other source you can find when you might find...
On Tower Records.
On Tower Records. Amazon, maybe, do you think?
It's not on Amazon yet. It's on Tower, though.
Idiots. But in any case... there you go.
Charles.
Yes, sir.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah. Well, that's my job to make up for your incompetence.
Charles, I love you.
Why don't we go straight to David
Charles.
Why don't we go straight to David Del Tredici, one of America's best known composers. Of course, most people know he's obsessed with Alice in Wonderland, but this is one of the few people.
So are you, Charles, but in a different way.
Hey. But I'm bum. Talk about
like
this.
The author was.
Talk about this song. Talk about the song New Year's Eve.
New Year's
Shut up, Jean.
New Year's Eve is a poem that was written by Carla Drysdale. She wrote it for David and about David. It's a true story. One night, they were at this New Year's Eve party, and it was getting kind of crazy. And so,
of course, it wasn't alcohol induced, was it?
Yeah, it was. It involved some drag, and I'm sure lots of alcohol. Yeah. But so David just ended up setting the poem, and it's pretty rocking.
Here it is, New Year's Eve by David Del Tredici, featuring our guest soprano Melanie Matrano here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Das Crooner, yo.
Come on.
New Year's Eve by David Del Tredici, featuring our guest, soprano Melanie Matrano. Hearing her and accompanied by the composer himself. You're just like the big boy that makes fun of everything I say.
Gene, no offense, but that's what my 7-year-old son does.
Does. I like doing that.
We've just been hearing various excerpts from this CD entitled Songs in Transit, An American
Expedition.
Featuring soprano Melanie Matrano on Capstone Records. Yes, that's right.
And Melanie, it's been a pleasure.
There's a lot more where that comes from, so buy it! Damn it.
Yeah, if you don't buy it, the next show will be all against you. It's going to be a slanderous show. Melanie, thank you very much for having you.
It's been a pleasure.
First performer person on the show, but we're going to follow up more with more people like that. So
my
I hope
pleasure.
You enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Hope we didn't make you feel too uncomfortable.
Are you comfortable now, by the way?
I'm starting to feel comfortable at last.
Right.
Thank God. That's because Charles took his hand out of my ass. No.
Oh, okay. My God. I have all smells right. in here.
Anyway. Well, I hear the music.
It's a theme music.
Here it comes.
So, thank you, Melanie. It's been a pleasure, as usual. That was show number 8, ladies and gentlemen.
Number 8!
And until next time,
noise to you!
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. No more.